Hey, this is Kevin Thorne from WWE, ECW, SmackDown, Raw. Apparently, you decided to listen to the WrestleMania pod, which is exactly what the market was crying out for. Another freaking podcast with some middle-aged comic and a couple of marks. Ugh, so over this shit. Where's my check?
Show that is not afraid to cut its ties with Saudi Arabia and walk away from all the money. Welcome to WrestleMania. King Bong style Brad Scott, joined to my right by Fireball Eric.
Sweet hot fire.
And to his right, off camera, trust us, he's here. It's the only reason the show's up. Fresh Produce.
Hi.
I can
watch you dance now while we stream in the delay.
Oh, me and my hip hop dancing?
Today's episode is brought to you by Ginger Crates. Pick up a Ginger Crate. It's everything a ginger needs, monthly delivery. Also pick up emotional support beers at BrentComedy.com.
I know. I knew it.
No, do not pick up any of it. Do not get a cool koozie that says emotional support beer at BrentComedy.com. Don't do it.
He's our biggest advertiser at this point. He's the first one to pay real
estate. Who let him in? Produce.
Well, he needed funds.
He did.
He needed funds.
I'm pretty sure I'm the closest to homeless in this room right now. So, okay. Just a bad way to start off the show.
It's a tough way to start the show.
We are here to lead you into the Modern Family that leads you into SmackDown Live 1000. We are the Modern Family pre-show. What is going to go on with Haley
and Manny?
Not Haley.
Adam Devine?
Nah, the dude who was dumb, but Phil liked a lot.
Oh, the guy with all the guitars.
What's his name?
Dylan.
Dylan, yeah. What is Haley? That was a long way for us to get away. Okay, you had something you want to bring up out the gate, right? Before we get into the regular news.
No. Let's start with the big... I think we should start with number one. You said number five.
You mean the company that's... more cowardice than WrestleMania somehow?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're on different ends of the spectrum, I believe, on this. So, if you haven't heard, Saudi Arabia killed a guy. Pretty definite. Yeah, they just admitted it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned from all of my years watching Law & Order, okay? When someone says at the beginning that that guy left... but then it's, okay, he died in an accident. Usually they kill him.
So when we were going to talk about them not canceling the Saudi Arabia show, and I said, I could argue the other side.
Can you now?
Well, I'll still do the same argument if you'd like, but the point was I didn't know that, but my point that I was going to make.
You didn't know they were going to admit to killing him?
It's a 10-year contract that if you pull out and it's proven that it's not true, you've just been in breach of a 10-year multi-blah-blah-blah-million-dollar contract.
So what about now?
Oh, now they can pull out.
Yeah. I mean, everyone else that was involved in Saudi Arabia 2030 has pulled out.
Exactly.
Yeah, what was the one big one?
Google?
No. There was another one, I think, today.
Well, Google's still a pretty big one, though.
No, but there was one today that was like, because even the article mentions, like, putting mounting pressure on WWE.
Last Week Tonight talked about it. I mean, people are talking about it. Like,
As far as, like, there's a company today that pulled out.
Okay.
Of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, probably Google.
Well, Google or Amazon, I mean, it's all the same.
Disney?
It's all Bezos.
Would Disney be okay with it?
They would. They're very WWE like that. Yeah, WWE does have a huge history of not giving a fucking just...
Well, no, they're already... So, do you remember the last week my argument, what it was going to be as far as what I think WWE should do? I think you buy the best PR in the world by getting out of this, at least telling Saudi Arabia, like, look, whether we do business down the line or not, we have to protect ourselves at this point. We cannot come to that country with everything going on. You just admitted to killing your guy. Right. Let's let the heat die down. And that's what we mean. We'll give you an episode of Sunday Night Heat featuring
halftime heat.
Yeah, featuring Zack Ryder versus Curtis Hawkins.
They would never fight each other. They were edgeheads. They were best friends.
Saudi Arabia do strange things to a man.
So
no, then but
they have to keep Saudi Arabia happy though.
You get out now.
Only funding.
You get out now, and okay, so you first place you look is New York.
Yeah.
What venue in New York is available for that day? Hell, fly civilians from Saudi Arabia to wherever you do it, New York or wherever, to still see the event that they paid for.
Well, how much money?
The civilians didn't do it.
How free are these tickets? They're not flying.
They already paid for tickets. So you're just
you're playing tickets.
Okay.
I'm going to turn down the billions to pay someone to come to the show.
But you're thinking short term now. All
right. So
is Vince.
That's a Bischoff way.
So is Vince.
I fly in those. I was going to say a very bad slur. But it feels weird.
He's still going to. You know he's going to
say
at some point. He's going to at some point.
They don't know it's Vince. Totally. They're going to hide the face. No, but okay. So if you fly him over, yeah, you spend a lot of money. But you're also buying the greatest PR in the world.
Do you think it's even crossed Vince's mind to cancel this?
Yeah. Cross his mind, yeah.
I mean, they've had internal conversations.
Have they?
They at very least have to look at money they might lose from doing it.
I mean, there's already been...
boycotts, sponsors.
Yeah. There's already been a call to boycott.
So here's the thing. So look, you're not going to look bad for not doing the show there. Like, there's no one that's going to go, oh, can't believe they pulled out of that deal with that murderous country. You know what I mean? Like, there's no downside. You book it in New York. If New York's not available, you go, okay, we'll go L.A.
Or you roll it in the Survivor Series.
Nah, you can't do that.
They can. Everyone would understand. You're just
but I think you buy more good publicity by going, you know what, we can't do business there, so we're going to do it here at home.
What's our field house calling now?
Banker's Life?
Is it still Banker's Life? Yeah. It's not booked that day.
It's not yet?
Nope. Bring it.
No, because you can't go to the most bigoted state in the fucking union.
I mean, it's basically Saudi Arabia, just in India.
Also, I know what you're saying, but we're not West Virginia. So let's calm down.
West Virginia's pretty bad.
It's real bad.
I used to think, though, that, like, because Alabama's way more progressive than we are.
No, parts of Alabama are way more aggressive than we are. Bloomington is way more aggressive.
Okay, but I'll put the parts of Alabama that aren't progressive up against the parts of Indiana. Like, how much money did you get off of your house?
Great caller. Hang up. Great caller.
No, what I'm saying is you do it somewhere here, you get a lot of really good good publicity for bringing you here, for cutting your ties with them and not thinking about the money. And wouldn't the reality be just thinking about the money?
Do we know how much money...
Tell Saudi Arabia, hey, you're not getting back the money you guys have already, like all the money we've made from ticket sales and everything else, we're keeping that as, like, hush money as to why we're walking away. Like, then we'll
and
walk
what
away
if they canceled the deal for the rest of the 9.5 years?
Okay. Dude, you've gone this long without Saudi Arabia.
I'm literally okay with that.
If you're Vince McMahon, are you okay with that?
Yes! Because you're still going to, like, dude, first of all, because I'm dead.
Then why are they still doing it?
Because
Vince is Vince.
Okay, so you
can't
argue both
sides. I'm not
saying
he's making the right decision.
No, but when...
We can say he's making the wrong decision.
When half of your company doesn't want to go.
Correct.
The other half
can't go.
Also, it's like 20% can't. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, arguing from Vince's side, you said, would Vince think it's a good idea? No, he obviously doesn't, because he's going. He's thought of this. It's not worth the money.
Yeah, but no,
how much money must it be?
Hasn't thought of it since they admitted to killing. I think that changes the game.
Yeah, I really do.
Because before, you're right, they can get by on a,
we don't really know.
That was the argument.
But here, to me, I'm like, I don't want to be the company that's going by on a technicality.
But they do. They've time and time again been the company that's gone off on a technicality.
But not like this. This is pretty bad. We treat women badly, and so we're not bringing the women. This is, you know,
doing a show there at all was pretty bad in the first place. Much less after
fresh
murder.
Produce. Oh, there's chat. Holy shit! Ooh, I don't like that person's name.
Yeah, he's full heel.
No, I'm talking about the person before his name.
Oh, I can't read it.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is The Rock supposed to be on SmackDown tonight? Yes! And we broke that news here on the Modern Family pre-show. That leads into SmackDown Live 1000. Okay, so you think that they can just go right now, still plan November 3rd or whatever, and nothing is going to, like, there's not going to be any backlash?
There's going to be a ton of backlash.
and you think that's worth moving it?
They think it's worth it.
Okay, so you're just saying, what about you? What do you do if you're Vince McMahon?
I do.
You better grow out those grapefruits, pal.
I can't answer. The point is, if I'm not Vince McMahon, but I have the decision to choose, I obviously don't go. But Vince McMahon is who he is, and I just don't need
to. Okay, I'm asking if it's Eric Sameri, is the president and owner of WWE. What is your move?
Say it this way. There's two different questions here. Eric Sameri gets to tell Vince McMahon what to do, and he'll listen. But I'm not the owner, and I'm not the...
No, I want it to be...
I know, but do it both ways.
Okay, fine.
So I get to tell Vince McMahon what to do? Yeah. Definitely don't do it over there. It's a bad idea. If it's my company, I'd probably go.
Oh, shit.
If it financially makes sense.
I knew the show was turning heel. Damn. We just elevated our training.
You've already made your decision. This isn't something they haven't done
before.
Yeah, but
they were... Okay, dude.
So,
when was the last time they went to a place that just murdered someone?
The deal...
Besides whatever Bray's house was called it.
Yeah. How about a bunch of places in America?
The deal is reportedly $450 million over 10 years.
Oh, dude, they got way more from that box.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah, so why the fuck would you still
go? Dude, they are. Then tell me why they're not.
Well... Okay, but did you know? Wait,
maybe they're going to kill
Vince. Maybe they're not, because if you notice, they did not say Saudi Arabia last night.
Not once.
So, they're still planning on the event, but they can always do that. Dude, I think they're really trying to wait and see what happens.
And just find a location, literally anywhere else.
My real point is, they've decided to go there as bad as it is, as bad as their history is, and the no women thing during the women's revolution. They've already made their choice to go all in with.
That's not what you did.
So, I'm not saying it's the right choice, but I'm not saying that. That's definitely not what I'm saying. But,
we'll have to see.
All right.
We'll have to see because.
If I'm a betting man, I think that happens in Saudi Arabia.
So, you think it happens in Saudi Arabia? As planned.
Write it down.
High poll!
Yep.
We gotta give him something to do. He was starting to look bored.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think.
Secure the bag.
Goes as planned in Saudi Arabia. Okay. Yes or give me a hell no.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it should be oh hell yeah or oh hell no.
Yeah. Team hell no.
By the way, I'm starting to remember our old philosophy here on the show with that first ad read, which is DTA, don't trust nobody.
So since this is definitely something you don't know about, I'm going to go on to number two here.
Go ahead, buddy.
Eli Drake's original opponent for Bound for Glory. So Eli Drake is a longtime Impact, former champion, kind of a staple of that program. Was supposed to be All-In's King of Spring Break, Joey Janela. And because of his knee injury, he's going to be out for a while. He still hasn't even had surgery. It's a real bummer. But that Joey Janela match in Impact would have been really pretty cool. He got his little buzz at All-In. And he's been making his own buzz on the Indies. He's been awesome, but he got national TV exposure for the first time at All In, and it was supposed to be Eli Drake versus Joey Janela, and we did not get that match. It was kind of a bummer. His star was,
that All In match was amazing.
He was hot as can be, and it might have been the best match of the night.
Who do we get? Because I'm sure they probably went to low key.
Yeah, sure, they went to.
I say low key.
Yeah, low key didn't want to do it or fell through or whatever, so we got Sweet Chin Music, the Chinless Wonder, James Ellsworth.
So it's Ellsworth versus Drake?
Yeah.
How does Ellsworth not come out to start it from the bottom now?
Booed out of the building.
Yeah.
James Ellsworth.
Yeah. When I saw him at the conventions, it was rough. I mean, the guys... I don't get why they... I don't get the hate. All he's done is made a lot out of nothing.
No. Here's the thing. The reason there's the hate is the same reason David Arquette gets a lot of hate. Is because wrestling fans feel that... They felt that...
Do they just have gimmicks now? Do they just have any gimmick?
Well, no. They love the gimmick.
But
until WWE was like, yeah, you love the... It's the same thing society does with pop stars. We love Justin Bieber until Justin Bieber was like, holy shit, I'm on... You know, we tell him he's great. Until he goes, oh, I'm pretty okay. We go, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
Same thing we did with wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's why Sheamus gets popped every time he comes back. And then 2 weeks later, people are like, yeah, we're done.
I like Sheamus.
I like Sheamus too, but I'm telling you, wait for it. Let him be gone for 6 months and show up at the Rumble.
With a beard.
Huge pop.
Gotta come back with a beard.
2 months later, you look stupid. They do it every time. All right, so.
So it is a bummer for Joey Janela. That's the real story there. It's just the guy was ready to be the man.
Nelson Mandela would like to remind you, it's the greatest WCW world champion ever, David Arquette.
Oh, yeah, that was the guy, Nelson Mandela, me and him, met David Arquette. He was like, I'm getting a picture with David
Arquette. I like David Arquette.
Yeah, he loves David Arquette.
I hate the people that hate on him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, he got to live out a childhood fantasy. What would you have said in that position?
No.
You're not a good enough actor. You couldn't have handled the role of Ready to Rumble. Why
we talk about David Arquette almost as much as I talk about Tatanka on this show.
Yeah.
Both, I believe, are undefeated.
Yeah.
Did Arquette have to relinquish the title to make Scream 4?
Friend of the show, David Arquette.
Friend of the show, David Arquette. And James Ellsworth. No way.
Swing a beer.
Swing a fireball for the working man. I think I just let them know how fake this is by...
How easily you pick it up
with your
string bean arms.
I'm like if Slender Man was Jewish.
For your I don't want to go that dark, but gun to your head, how many push-ups can you do right now? I was going to say gun to Harper's head, but I didn't want to go that
dark.
It'd be less.
No,
in my head, I'd work harder.
No, you wouldn't.
Because you have to find it. Five. Maybe.
Five?
Yeah. Maybe.
With me on your back.
Oh.
-3.
Yeah, like, that's like I'm just going down. Yeah. And I'm like, pull the trigger.
Is there any chance you guys combine weigh as much as me?
No, I weigh 195 pounds.
130.
Probably. There's no way you're 3
something.
Okay.
138.
Yeah.
That would be a hell of a handicap match. It's me and him versus you. Because even though we're way more, we probably combine the same strength.
But you got to tag in.
He has like sneaky strength.
No, you got to tag in though.
No, but here's what we do.
I have a little bit of old man strength now.
Let's
I got no wind.
Let's hit up Bizarro Lucha.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, shit.
I don't know if I can take a bump. I don't have good insurance.
I'll take a bump. I'll take all the bumps. You guys don't take a single bump.
Well, I'll take a few bumps before this.
Oh, he's talking about cocaine. Because get it? Because cocaine is like a bump. You do a bump of cocaine. He never gets it. All right, move on to something
else. We're doing a lot more with papers lately.
There's another WWE story if you want to talk about it.
Yeah! Battle Royal Evolution instead of actually booking matches.
So who the guy
that... I'm not supposed to just read it that way.
Yeah,
it's just funny. They got Alicia Fox, Dana Brooke, Tamina.
Everyone that was in that tag match last night.
Yeah. Nia is announced for that?
Yeah.
Because it only showed 7 on a picture I saw today. That's
Ember Moon is in it.
Ember Moon's in it.
And
for
Nia.
Sure. How awkward was that? I know,
you
get what they were doing.
Just say Nia.
Yeah. I get how awkward what they were trying to do, but having them two throw out Nia and then
Dana Brooke is
stand
tall.
What they were trying to do. This came up really flat, way flat.
Yeah, because you don't have Dana Brooke stand tall.
No, even before that, though, as Ember and them were like, as they everyone's like, why are you doing that? It's not this match. Like, what does that prove?
We can throw people over
when they're not paying attention to
a
match that isn't.
We all know whoever stands last in that situation is like the first one over in the actual battle royal. Who's going to win that one?
Just say
whoever they guess. We got like 2 weeks.
I mean,
I would say someone who's not announced yet. That would be my guess.
Is it someone from... I know we don't have a way of knowing, but is your best guess NXT call-up or legend or returning person?
That wins it?
Like Sasha...
Well, Tori... Didn't Tori get announced for it? Tori Wilson?
Yeah, Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson's announced for it. She's not winning, but I...
Well, then I'm saying like it could be another legend that hasn't been announced.
I don't think a legend... Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so to reduce the heat on Saudi Arabia, I think they should rename it the Mae Young.
The Mae Young. No, the Fabulous Moolah one. That's because that's the go all in. Do a Fabulous Moolah battle
Mae Young
with
was
guys,
fine, right?
With guys in
Fabulous
Saudi Arabia.
Fabulous Moolah was the one who everybody was like, she's kind of a shitty.
Who's the terrible? Who's like the worst guy ever? Like who's like a real piece of garbage?
JBL.
Yeah. No, but like.
Dude, he just got accused of bullying.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, wait, there's got to be someone who's murdered.
Oh, well, Randy Orton was grabbing his cock.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Battle Royal in Saudi Arabia.
Maybe Chris Benoit, Battle Royal.
No, just go full on.
Although, with that one, then it did something on the network. It just ends up being the unnamed Battle Royal.
I don't believe that story. I've been down that rabbit hole. You guys
been
down
Benoit?
The Benoit conspiracy theory rabbit hole?
No.
What, that it was...
I really didn't do it.
That it was like... what was it? Man, I was trying to go for a WCW name.
It's Kevin Sullivan that did it, but
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like,
I know someone who is friends with the family, and it's, I don't want to get too deep, but they're convinced, like.
I want to do a whole episode on this.
I know, but.
Fuck the rundown.
I know, but he's a friend of the show. I don't
what is to... the, what is the dude's, not Mantis?
Mantis.
No, who is the Canyon.
That's Mantis, yeah.
Okay, what if it was Canyon?
Yeah, Chris Canyon.
You think it was Canyon that did it?
No, it's Kevin Sullivan.
Okay. Why
do you want me to really know what I think? It's,
give
I, really,
give us a brief,
I really think his wife was having problems, and his wife killed the kid, and he killed his wife and then himself. That's what I think happened.
What was his wife having problems from?
The kid had special needs and had problems, and she couldn't handle it.
But didn't they kind of decipher that she was murdered in the autopsy?
Yeah, that he murdered her after she killed the kid.
Oh.
That's kind of...
Like, gotcha.
That's my thought, that he was in a rage. And,
okay.
And his concussion brain.
I feel like either story would hold up.
Yeah.
Like if you created both events, neither one, and you were told they were true, neither one, you would go, that seems outrageous. So I think maybe it's that, but if it was the other way, would you be that surprised? If it was how they said it happened, would you be surprised?
A little bit, just from
he had the mind of an 80-year-old.
I know,
with Alzheimer's that had dementia as well. I mean, that's not a functioning brain.
Say he has a completely functioning brain, and it went down how I said it went down. I wouldn't have a problem with it, I guess, but, like, much less. Like,
I mean, well, like, if it does probably make it, like, yeah, but didn't he put it all on his wife?
Yeah, that's a good point. We shouldn't have gone this deep into this. Well, this
is
interesting.
Out.
Thing. This
I
out,
do think
that, feed.
Aren't they supposed to be making
yeah,
a movie? About,
oh, okay.
Aren't they supposed to be making a movie about this?
I kind of hope not, because I don't
think they are.
I mean, it would have to be something... Really, like a 30 for 30 type investigation.
But totally unlicensed because no one's going to talk about it.
No one that ever wants to be part of WWE is going to talk about it.
I know we can find a few.
Jericho will talk about it.
Jim Cornette.
By the way, did you know he is super fucking liberal?
Cornette?
Oh, yeah. He hates.
We listened to him do like a 20-minute tirade on Republicans. These fucking idiots left the fucking Trump. These fucking dumbasses and this fucking fraud. These dumb motherfuckers. I love it.
Cornette goes
hard. I imagine him waving his tennis racket around the whole time he's doing it.
Covered or uncovered?
Oh, covered.
Because he did both ways.
Well, he knows uncovered in the back.
Okay, yeah.
It always comes out with the cover. But then he has to uncover, so it hurts.
All right, we'll go to a non-WWE story. That means I'll take over. Tama Tonga versus the Elite. So this week...
Oh, no, we skipped one.
We did. We're going to go back to it. We're going to go back to it.
So we're going to go 5-4 after this fight.
Just because, you know...
Okay.
Yeah. So, Tama Tonga, the leader of the OGBCs, that I've tried to explain to you guys a couple times.
I know who they are!
No, no, it's in New Japan, so...
I know
it's a totally different thing.
I know who that is.
Right, they wrestle in New Ring of Honor, too.
Yeah.
And they're a tag team, so... Okay, got it. He's on board now. He gets it now. Tama Tonga, so the Elite started putting out tweets, I want to say a couple days ago. Cody, Adam Page, The Villain, Marty Scurll, and then the Young Bucks put out tweets and said, hey, this is my last Bullet Club shirt, and I really, it might be my favorite. They also had the exact same tweet. This is my last Bullet Club inspired shirt, and I really think it's one of my best. So all five of them put that out, and then Tama comes back with, yeah, because your bitch asses are going to WWE, we all know it. Quit jerking people around. Let's go to war now because you guys are cowards and just going off the WWE. Quit lying to everybody. Blah, blah, blah. There's been all this rumor of backstage heat with management at New Japan and not Ring of Honor, I don't think, just New Japan. Tom was like, the culture's great. You outsiders come in once in a while and wrestle and take all our belts. You guys are garbage. Like, blah, blah, blah. When's Ibushi going to realize that you're holding him back and he's the best wrestler in this company and blah, blah, blah. Like, pretty hardcore. I mean, it's... Sure, it's shooting. I'm sure it's part of everything. So the story is, what this means is, you're supposed to read that as they're going to WWE, so get their last Bullet Club shirt.
But they won't.
It's the Elite. They're going to start doing Elite shirts, not Bullet Club shirts.
Because, I mean, dude, you don't leave where they are.
No. And also...
To go be WWE and then be fighting...
Well, no, this is an
argument... The fashion police in a main event set.
This is the argument we
can... And I don't mean the main event of the show.
Right.
I mean the show main event.
Yeah.
Where no one has ever main evented another show.
We've had this argument. Cornette hates Mondays. You're. We've had this.
Because Mondays are fucking Republicans' days.
That word is minority, not Monday.
Oh.
I want to. I was looking to see if he had a fireball tennis track. I want to do a Cornette character where he just says fucking Republicans.
I'll get you a fireball. I'll get you one. We're arguing. That's a different point. I don't think they'd be jobbers. I think they'd be a huge storyline of the invasion and blah, blah, blah. They did get to redo that invasion angle they didn't get to do 10 years ago properly.
Yeah, but... 15
years ago properly.
Invasion angles always go over really well in WWE.
No, I'm saying they can do it right this time.
You know, my friends the Nexus, and...
That went great! They're in a top 10 faction of all time. They said so on WWE.com.
Yeah, yeah. Who is? Bray Wyatt's pretty happy about that.
The Nexus.
Why did Bubba McGillicuddy?
Not even close.
No,
we know why. Because all the fucking Republicans!
Let's hear it.
Republicans and their factions! Wyatt's too liberal!
Jesus Christ. So it was a pretty cool back and forth with Tama and the Elite. Just using social media the right way, which very few wrestlers do.
Yeah, we saw that Saturday night is when Cody tweeted the last Bullet Club show.
Yeah,
is when we
saw.
Yeah.
I think Cody Rhodes might be the best social media wrestler right now.
You're not following Tama.
I'm talking about
Ciampa. Ciampa again. I'll go back to Ciampa because everything's Ciampa for me.
Yeah, but I feel like
he's playing that role
24/7. No, but I'm talking about smart about.
Oh, using it to make money? Yeah, for sure, but. Character work is all I'm talking about.
Okay.
Like Bray Wyatt's
I'm
had all this.
I'm more interested in the making money.
Well, you're smart about that.
And poor.
But Bray Wyatt has those cryptic tweets about how the doctor is he's changing and the doctor's taking note.
Well, no, we're going to get real. Luke Harper is the best follow.
Really?
You know what it is, right? It's just,
what's
it's
Tuesday?
Monday. You know what it means.
Oh, I didn't know he was doing that every day.
Every day. It's the only tweet I'm pretty sure he ever tweets. Like, it's just that every day.
I saw that today.
I just wanted to retweet the same tweet every week.
No, he brought his copies of paste. Right?
Matt Hardy's a cool follow right now. He's doing, like, his kind of life after.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The pictures. Like,
one I saw was on there.
It's all kinds of cool stuff.
What was the money one? Big Money Matt or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
He was laying in the tub full of money.
Sounds like someone we know on this show. Not on this show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait.
Oh,
big time Brent.
The million viewer man.
The million viewer man.
Who's he hanging out with this week?
Well, last I heard it was Lisa Loeb and Family Matters' Reginald Bell Johnson.
No, but I thought they kind of had a little split up there.
Yeah.
I think it was Fred McGriff.
And Ryder Strong from Boy Meets
World. I think that's who it was.
You know what? We're hanging with Topanga.
Yeah!
You know why I really don't like Brent, though? Because he's a fucking Republican!
Oh, did you guys know that?
Fucking Trumper!
He's a big-time Trumper.
Who?
Brent.
Oh, yeah.
I totally didn't realize that.
Yeah,
those videos he's doing are bullshit. He does that to throw people off. He's a registered...
Yeah.
He was signing up voters. With a Trump shirt. That was weird.
Signing up voters?
Or what is it called? Registering voters?
What are we going to talk... Oh, so now we move on to five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You always said the numbers like they see the sheets.
Well, so I know what's going on. Corey Graves is the best at saying something subtle but resounding. Say that right. Unbiased journalist, it's a quote from the night, and Allen Iverson rolling over in his grave. He then went on Twitter.
I couldn't figure out what he was talking about in the commercial break because I was skipping through a lot of that.
He knows AI is alive and is just making sure people are paying attention. By the way, man, that was an awful segment.
Raw?
The practice.
Practice?
You didn't see this, obviously.
I saw it. I skipped it. Like, every time one of them would start talking, I'd skip
it.
So basically, okay, they were in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And all they did was basically...
Cheap heat. They're cheap.
Well, no.
Cheap pop.
They did the Iverson.
Yeah, cheap
pop. You guys up there talking about practice.
Cheap pop.
But they did it so... Like, it was fine at first. Like, okay, that's pretty smart. But they did it so long.
They said it like four times.
Well,
they
are trying to remember lines.
Allen said it 23 times. That's what they're trying to do. Practice. You're talking about practice?
He didn't do
practice.
Enough to
yeah.
make it a tribute in that way. They just did it enough to make it.
I don't
lame.
Like how you run down Lita every week. I'm sick of
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, she does not need to talk. Just flip off the top rope.
Yeah.
Do you not remember her when she was on those lot pre-shows and stuff? She was the worst.
You,
that will make you believe that wrestling is
yeah.
scripted more than anything.
Do you remember when she first debuted with S.A. Rios?
No.
So she came, like, when she came into WWE, she wasn't with the Hardys. She was with S.A. Rios.
Okay.
And the first time you saw her, he was in a match, and, like, she comes out, ref distraction, because he was a super heel, does the Hurricane Rana. It's, like, the first time anyone's done anything crazy like that as a female. Hurricane Rana is whoever the opponent is, random jobber, and he gets the pin. Like, that was it. She never talked.
Yeah.
Like, when she was with the Hardys, she never talked.
How did they spell that guy's name?
Yes, Rios,
but it was Essay.
Oh yeah, no, it was
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Essay? What's up, Essay?
I heard about 8 suicide dives last night, too.
I know. Cole refuses.
So weird.
Cole's not changing. What's her name? Who's with Almas now? The girl who's Almas? Selena Vega? So in NXT, she, all of a sudden, you didn't know that she was a wrestler if you didn't follow the independents. She comes off the ropes, jumps on Gargano or somebody's head, off, so goes off the ropes onto the floor, off his head, a perfect hurricane run, and you're like, what the fuck was that? Like, it looked dangerous as shit. It was right by the stairs. Her head missed it by that much. Perfect. Then she kept doing it. I was like, oh, so she's like an athlete then. And turns out she's like bodybuilder, wrestler, like awesome. She just happens to be 4'2", so they won't.
A moment of BS.
Because like bliss, but like bullshit. Get it.
That's from my new act.
That was true.
That Hogan joke was terrible. I didn't like
it. You guys want to hear?
It is my favorite joke.
It's such a bad joke. It'll work here, maybe.
So, the joke is, I saw the movie The Conjuring and I liked it, but then I found out that the two people in The Conjuring were real people, which meant they were con artists, and it made me not like the movie, because I cannot suspend disbelief. It's the same reason I could not watch a movie where Hulk Hogan plays Lincoln. Release the plaques, brother! I don't want them running wild!
Alright, we're on a 30-second delay. I want to wait to see what your...
Well, I did not work. No, I guess we're there on delay, too.
Yeah,
all right, so can we move on to 4?
Yeah.
Is this what I want to talk about?
They said on WWE.com, Eric, you're kidding. What did I miss?
Oh, when you were talking about the greatest factions of all time.
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah, that was the...
All right, ready?
They just did another list that was
ready
terrible.
For 4?
The top 5 SmackDown people of all time.
Was that the one? There was another one. All right, go ahead.
Wait, what was this? Wait, what was this?
No, there was... I wish you could find the last
one. I mean, it was like Eddie Guerrero was number 5. Like, how is Eddie Guerrero number 5? AJ Styles number 3? I don't remember who.
That was bad, too, but there was another one that was... Oh, heel turns.
Oh, yeah.
Heel turns and the Bellas were up there. I'm so angry.
I don't know. Look at how long Styles has been at the top of SmackDown as the main adventure guy.
It's not Eddie. Eddie's number 1. SmackDown all time.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
How about The Rock?
Number 2.
How about the guy that the show was named?
Yeah, number 2.
Yeah.
He was there for about a year and a half after the show came.
Undertaker was on SmackDown twice.
Yeah. No. He was long-term SmackDown.
Triple H has been on there. Like, tonight will be like 4.
I used to associate with SmackDown. Remember?
The most associated for me were Undertaker, Edge, and John Cena. Are the 3 I most...
Whoa, really?
Oh, John Cena, for sure.
No, I way more associate... So, okay. Like, you know how, like, in the Hall of Fame, like the Hulk went in as a cup?
Yeah.
So do you think Cena would go into
SmackDown 100%? Oh yeah.
Dude, no! He's been a Raw guy.
No, he was mostly a SmackDown guy.
So from 06...
And Angle. I'd say Angle would go into
SmackDown.
Wait.
Yeah. No, Angle I'll give you, but okay, so Cena debuted when? 2002-ish?
I don't know. He was the same class as all those other guys.
It's like 2002, 2003.
He's in the Lesnar class, he's in the Orton class.
He went on to like Raw in like 2006, when he won that little
split. But a lot of that time it was both.
And then he
went, a lot of that time it was when they were not split strokes.
He showed up on Raw and a draft.
I know, and then got redrafted to Raw. That happened too, I understand.
But that was like 10 years.
He was their
that.
Flagship guy over there for at least 3 years in a row.
June 27th, 2002.
Okay.
Man, I say he was a Raw guy, though.
Here's the thing you can find. I bet you can't find. It'd be awesome if you could. How many matches he's had on Raw and how many matches he's had on SmackDown?
Or years he's been on each.
No. See, I want how many times he's appeared on television.
Okay.
I mean, whatever you can find is what you can find. But
the best
fresh SmackDown moments came from Eddie. Eddie was the man on SmackDown.
What about Big Show?
Big Show's up. Big Show's...
I mean, him and Lesnar breaking the ring. Lesnar! Yeah. He was SmackDown. I feel like Lesnar, to me, I feel Lesnar's more SmackDown than Raw. That's just because he hasn't been on Raw.
He would go in as a generic WWE hat. He wouldn't pick either of those.
Who would then be the brand guys going in, like, for SmackDown?
SmackDown, I got it for you. Cena.
I'm sorry, I meant Raw.
Let me get SmackDown real quick, though.
Cena.
The Rock. Eddie. Edge. And...
The Rock's a tougher one, too. I mean, he spent a lot of his time on Raw.
That was his show, though. He would go in because it was
his show.
Maybe Ray.
Ray's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batista could be, too.
The Miz?
Nah, I always associate him with Raw.
Call Monday Night Miz.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing?
Sure.
Can we move on to 4?
Wait, let's do Raw real quick.
Raw?
Let him.
Undertaker.
You just said him for SmackDown, didn't you?
No, I'm saying...
Kane?
No, this is terrible. Move on. It's Farouk.
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
That's the thing. With Raw, sure, it's so much longer, and it wasn't a set brand, and everyone who's ever appeared on SmackDown is pretty much, except for Becky, everyone's appeared on Raw.
But I'm talking about who you associate with.
Oh, Becky was on Raw before the split. Never mind. Yeah.
Because she was drafted
the same as the champ. There was no champ.
Oh, no, that's right. She was the first one.
Bone's gonna die. You plugged it in wrong because you're bad at stuff.
No, I didn't know.
Can we move on to number four?
We're back in the extension.
Can we move on to number four, please?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Talk about your thing.
Did you hear that he said no one did it? Like it wasn't his job to do that?
Ronda Rousey, her promo on the Bellas. I think this would be the bulk of our time.
Okay.
Because we seem to be really different on this.
You have just under an hour just to talk about this.
Front of the stream there.
Yeah, I sure did, because that's my gimmick.
It was so bad. It was so lazy.
And walking in front, I know.
It was so lazy.
He could have just, stepped.
Oh, yeah, I could have crawled under the table.
Yeah, sure.
I gotta see this or I won't be able to. There we go. Oh, there he goes. There we go. I want to see the chat.
You messed the chat up.
Yeah, there's no one here.
Hey, guys, give us about 40. Oh, there it goes. Okay. We're getting all kinds of comments.
Dump button. He's right.
For
everything I've said this.
It was a lazy, lazy, low-hanging fruit promo.
The only door you've ever knocked on is John Cena's bedroom. Aren't you a feminist? Aren't you, like, what the hell are you doing?
Okay, first of all.
So you're shaming a woman for dating a man. Why didn't anyone cut that promo on John Cena? Bullshit.
Haven't they?
Nah.
They've cut it on Daniel Bryan.
The Miz has. That's it. Just the Miz. I don't know. I just thought it was lazy.
The Miz cut it on Cena, too, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Bryan.
Just the Miz, though.
Yeah, but he cut it on both.
He did a whole show. It was a whole
thing.
That's
true. That was pretty good.
I just think it was lazy. I think it was a lazy.
Man, I know because like it was the way she started it, which is you've used, like, okay, so she didn't just go to that cheap bedroom. That was like the last haymaker. She started with, you guys have used your man's names for your careers by also plagiarizing their moveset, diluting their moves. That was a great fucking line.
That was a good line.
You plagiarized their movesets and diluted their whatever.
But, I mean, in all fairness, that's literally just reading off the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not...
She cuts the... When you talk shit, you cut deep. You don't have to go with, like, an original poem. You go, cuts deep.
No, but...
She also called about how she could just go up there and fuck him up.
That was the only part that I enjoyed. That was the part that
I enjoyed all of it. And then she beat the shit out of the security guys.
And so...
She did that three times.
God, love that dude trying to get his fame there at the end. Run to no! Go! And then...
Three times that she's done that already. She's already beat up security three times.
But
also, I love when they
call them do nothing bitches. Like, for real.
They will on the internet.
But, like, I
really bitch internet. A lot on TV recently.
Yeah, certain people do. And they probably, I'm sure because it's the Bellas, they don't want to maybe be as.
Becky called Charlotte Flair a bitch. Just literally the word bitch.
A week and a half ago.
Okay, but that's a whole different circumstance. Nikki and Brie have, like, outside business shit going on.
Nikki and Brie suck in every way. They're miserable. I hate the whole angle.
By the way, what about also when they were, what did she say? Oh, shit, I just thought of it, and then you guys made me lose it. What was she, said something else about him. First of all, about how the Divas era made her sick. She got into her, like, her title reign and cut all that.
Which is horseshit, because the Divas era making you sick negates a lot of good wrestling outside of the three.
But
it doesn't.
She's saying what it's
what
for.
What is it negate?
I see where you're
true,
going.
True, that's it, yeah. Like, what
no,
was,
no, I see
no,
where you're going.
No,
well, look,
no,
AJ had
stop.
Some good matches.
You're saying that the right people didn't get the right pushes.
No, but...
Oh.
No, he's saying there weren't good matches.
No, there were good matches.
There could have been good matches.
But, so, Trish Stratus, you think it negates her?
No.
Lita. Lita was in a bra and panties match.
I know.
Lita had a sex show with Edge
it's
on
not
her
bra.
Fault,
though.
That's true.
How is that not her fault?
You're blaming the Bellas. You're blaming the Bellas for what Vince McMahon did.
Okay, but you can't say that the Divas weren't responsible for that because they went along with it.
Oh, you're victim.
No, that,
oh, I'm not victim.
Yeah, you kind of wrong.
I mean, the Divas era wasn't...
Right, what you wear means you ask for it. I get it. I get
what
you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Did you hear
he
did not
did
you say that he came up with it?
No, but here's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's... Because that was a different time for entertainment.
Yeah.
It wasn't looked at as degrading to women. It was looked at as we're using sex to sell and empower women because women are getting opportunities to be on TV. Now, while it's obviously, when you look back, like, no, that's just their way to convince you to get naked.
Yeah.
You know, but at the time, it wasn't thought of that way, so I don't blame them. I still blame the people, like, I don't even honestly blame Vince or any of them, because they were with the times at the time.
Right, but Vince did it 6 years after the times, too. He just kept, he was like, yeah.
Well, he rides everything into the ground.
But, I mean, the other thing, the other thing that happened during the Divas era was Trish Stratus was Vince McMahon's mistress that drunk his wife.
No, not only that, but they were making out
right
in front of Linda, who just had to be like, I'm trying to run for office, so I'm just going to sit here and shut up.
Yeah, but I mean,
Linda was like the most.
Yeah.
She never had a,
when people say,
one match, and she was the worst treated Diva.
Yeah. But when people say that, you know, it's disrespecting the entire Divas era or whatever,
yeah,
like, those weren't great times.
Listen, you had a much more thought out argument to this.
When Ronda...
It's because I had this conversation last
time. Yeah,
I want to steer this back. Ronda also called him out, which I thought was a good line, for being the camera. I've
really
never
bad.
Seen such desperation for attention. That whole
so
line was like, that whole thing was
how
good.
Can
a
she
good
say,
promo.
Ronda can't say
for
that.
For these days?
Ronda can't say
why?
Desperate for the camera. That's all she's been her whole life.
How? She's been a badass fighter.
She's
been put in front of the camera.
She's a world-class judo.
When she lost
the... How does that negate one of the camera?
Because what... Give me an instance where she's been, like, a camera, like, attention fiend.
She's just so boring and stupid. I don't like her.
I think she's the GOAT. She's
not the GOAT!
I think she is. I think there was somebody agreeing with me, but it wasn't. It was Anthony Chang letting me know who the five predictions for the Heat season are. He's tweeted that like 12 times today. I get it, buddy. It's not going to be a good year.
Look, they all agree with me. Everyone agrees with me. That's awesome.
What?
Everyone agrees with me.
Ah, yeah. That was the best thing she's done so far. She should have called Nikki out for just showing her tits nonstop online. Dr. Hootie.
Wait, she does?
I mean, yeah.
What?
I mean, like, not a whole tits.
Oh. Well, then what's the point?
Oh, my favorite part about that whole segment is how the Bellas dance.
That's right.
Summons the local jobbers.
Nelson, he says any negative talk about Ronda will be tolerated.
Ugh. Her, Nikki Bella's ass is the Ocarina of Time, and it summons jobbers.
That stupid turnaround thing is so...
It's the Ocarina of Time.
Ugh. Yeah, by the way, like, yeah, Ronda doesn't do that shit. You know what she does?
Poorly.
Alright. Damon. I want to talk more about that, but alright, we'll just move on to Bound for Glory.
There's only like two things to talk about here.
Guys, Bound for Glory. No, let's talk about it for a long time. We have plenty of time now. That's why I moved it up in the segment. I moved it up.
Do we?
God damn it, you guys.
Seven. Well, you've got time.
Alright, fine.
10.
So,
I'll give you 10.
Do you want to do a little read or anything? You
yeah,
anything?
It's
oh,
Bound
yeah.
for Glory presented by... Don't worry, I don't have to change scenes today, so just go.
Just, all right. So, Brad, go ahead and get... Whoa!
Ah!
Brad's not here.
Holy shit!
I just popped in for a visit. Where's the King Bonk's dad, Lex and Howard?
Oh, my God. He just went to the kitchen.
Damn it! Well, anyways, hair.
Yeah?
You know what the best kind of comedy show is?
Yeah, funny ones.
Nah.
Oh.
The funny ones that you don't know about until the day of.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's this new marketing thing called Don't Tell Comedy. It's brought to you by Anderson Mary... Sean Leary out of Los Angeles is supported by Genie Bus. What they do is they book comedy shows in unlikely locations all across America. And they don't tell anybody where it's going to be or who's going to be on the lineup until the day of. It is a gamble. You may get the King of Bomb style. You may get stuck with a turkey.
Does anyone do that show? Are there any good comics
on
that
great
show?
Comics do. King of Bomb style's done one. Fox, Tony Foxworth has done one. I'm pretty sure Greg Giraldo, Richard Pryor, Tom Segura,
Nikki Glaser.
Lenny Bruce,
Lenny
George
Bruce.
Carlin,
nope.
And
wrong.
Jerry Seinfeld.
No, yeah, he did it.
Jerry Seinfeld,
he did it. Yeah,
did he really?
Nope.
Damn. But anyway, you know how maybe he will this week. Who knows?
He could.
In your area, make sure you get a ticket because there's only so many seats. All types of comics. I don't know what they're saying.
JR, you've been drinking that barbecue sauce. Oh, hey.
I've had a teriyaki.
Who are you giving the teriyaki to this week?
Oh, that's right. Let's give away teriyaki sauce to Snelson Mandela.
Oh,
I like Snelson Mandela. I like his thoughts. I like what he says about running around.
You should have named someone who definitely wasn't on there so they think a winner got chosen, but they won't know.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, they can read the chat. They
you
can
know
read
what? We'll go ahead and give Snelson Mandela that barbecue sauce.
All right, teriyaki barbecue sauce. It's going to taste and look a lot like Fireball.
Yeah. It really, but that's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good.
I've always said a good barbecue sauce tastes like cinnamon whiskey.
All right. Awesome.
Well, anyways, I gotta get going.
Let me get an autograph real quick. Show him.
Oh, shit.
Pirates!
What happened?
Missed him again.
Damn it. Who did this?
JR.
Damn it.
Almost got his autograph.
He owes me money. I think that's why. I keep missing him. I feel like sense. The times is perfect because he owes me money.
He could probably pay you in barbecue sauce, though.
Tastes like Fireball. Delicious. So.
Can't wait to get drunk on Fireball responsibly.
That's right. Brad's got comedy if you want to see that.
Brad's got comedy.
We're not mentioning anything else with that.
No, thank you.
Presented by Brad Scott County.
Brad Scott County.
Bound for Glory. What do you got for us?
Got my man, All Ego Ethan Page, starting his heel run in Impact. And then Rich Swann brought on, I believe, House of Hardcore's Willie Mack. I believe Willie Mack's a stalwart in the House of Hardcore because Tommy Dreamer said there's one guy he was building.
Tommy Dreamer's in TNA?
Tommy Dreamer wrestles with Impact sometimes.
Oh, okay. They do the free agents.
Runs House of Hardcore. That's his show on Twitch. Twitch.com.
Friend of the
TV.
Show?
TV.
Our neighbor?
TV.
Twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv. So, he loves Willie Mack. That was a cool little match. Then we got that Eli Drake match we talked about. But the cool part of that is after the beating of James Ellsworth, Abyss came out. New Impact Hall of Famer Abyss came out and murder-killed Eli Drake, which was great. Do you know anything about Abyss? Abyss was in
forever. I've seen him live.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw him at PopCon.
He's done. He's had to have half a million.
Man,
matches.
It was the saddest shit at PopCon. Yeah. Were you there for that?
No.
So they did it. Like, okay, it wasn't their fault though. So they had a really good lineup of like classic guys. Jimmy Hart was there.
Apparently, Jimmy Hart was in Fort Wayne last week. By the way, because when I checked in, they're like, "Oh, you like Bret?" I said I was wearing a wrestling shirt. They go, "Oh, this guy was here, like Hart something." I go, "Bret Hart?" No, it's like Jimmy Hart. I go, "Oh, cool."
I'm out in the south.
He was super nice.
He was wearing an airbrush suit jacket. Said he was here for business.
Had a megaphone.
I just can't figure out what he'd be doing in Fort Wayne.
I have reservations, please. Let me get my reservation. Go ahead. Make sure you give me a non-smoking room. He's just yelling at the guy the entire time. All right, sir.
So Abyss killed Eli Drake, which was cool. We had the best.
Hold on, though. I want to tell you why it wasn't their fault that this event sucked real quick.
This event didn't suck.
No, PopCon.
Oh, right.
So, like, they did it on, like, the Sunday, the last day of the event of PopCon, I'm pretty sure, or it was Saturday. One of the two, but anyways, like, they had, like, 2,000 seats set up in the auditory big-ass room I was in, and there was, like, three rows and not all the way filled. But here's why. Kevin Smith was like, "Hey, I'm going to pop in and do a movie and a Q&A. And
it was the exact
same time it started.
It was when he was taking Red State around?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Red State. It was the one with his daughter.
Oh, Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers. Because people in line for that, because, like, I knew people there that were, like, waiting for that.
Yeah.
And, like, the other people around them were like, "Yeah, we had tickets for that wrestling thing, but it's Kevin Smith."
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was like, I'm not, yeah. Gives a fuck.
That's a bummer.
I want to go see Jimmy Hart.
Tessa Blanchard.
That's right, baby. Don't go see Kevin Smith movie. Come see me tonight on the South.
You guys are only giving me 10 minutes to talk about independence.
Sorry, go ahead. I'll give it into three.
Tessa Blanchard, which is Taya Valkyrie. Taya Valkyrie is actually
Tessa
married to...
Tessa Blanchard's getting ready to join. Wow.
Who does Wow? Who owns that?
Well, Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie Buss, that's right.
Also supporter of Don't Tell Comedy. We should do a read for Don't Tell Comedy.
Synergy. We should do that, definitely. We should definitely do one of those.
Don't Tell Comedy.
No.
Secret Comedy.
They know about
Secret
it.
Movie. Yeah,
They know about it. So that match was outstanding. Tessa took some real good bumps in that. And have you seen her jump off the top rope, catching someone on the way down into a code breaker kind of thing? She jumped three quarters of the way across the ring and grabbed her head and put it right into her knees. It was awesome. It was awesome. Anyway, so Tessa comes out the winner. Tessa is super protected, and she's perfect.
Yeah.
She's great. And that match was 5-star must watch. It was 5-star match.
Now I want to talk about this last thing.
I do want to just we can skip the next one, but OVE versus Cage and the Lucha Brothers. So Brian Cage hasn't lost at Impact yet, and he took a pin in this. Now it's not a singles loss because Brian Cage is a 9-foot muscle freak.
OVE.
So, you know what OBE stands for? You don't know, right? Do you know? Okay. What do you think OBE stands for?
I wrote the thing.
It involves a state. One of the letters is a state.
Outlaw Vermont Entertainment.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Nailed it.
I'm really excited for you.
What is Ohio versus everything?
Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much. It's not every state versus everyone. Just your state sucks ass. Okay?
It's everything. Not even everyone is everything.
I hate that. God damn. Not everyone's out there. If the world's against you, maybe it's you. Detroit.
The leader of Birmingham.
Well, yeah, Birmingham. Everyone's out to get Birmingham.
The leader of OVE.
You guys are just those soldiers down there fighting the good fight, aren't you? Because no one believes in Birmingham. By the way, we love Birmingham.
WrestleMania.
OVE is led by Sammy Callahan, he said something on radio today where he goes, because why does everyone say that wrestling doesn't have real heat and everyone's upset? But I'd give you someone to really hate, someone to really root against, and everyone fucking hates me. Or they don't take it. I go, yeah, that's what he does. Sammy Callahan is this ultra heel who really seems
is
like
he
a
more of a heel than Ciampa?
He was one of the guys I talked about. Sammy
I said, but who's a bigger heel? You commit Ciampa as like this all time heel of heels. You're running around.
I know.
Tooting this Callahan guy.
Callahan's up there, man. Callahan, I'm like, Like I said, Ciampa's getting some cheers now, which sucks because it's not his fault. Anyway, Sammy Callahan's great too. Look out for his matches.
Oh, that's all I had to do.
Just touch it.
Now I can see all of that.
Yeah.
Except for the iPhone that they kept.
Hell yeah! Did you? So, what do you think of the show overall, Bound for Glory?
Yeah, it was great.
It was pretty good. What do you think?
It was all right.
It was all right?
Except for the...
LAX versus the OGs?
No, that and the horror movie garbage rescue. Like, I don't know what was going on in that. So,
and Alley Cat?
So let me explain this to you, okay?
Yeah.
So, I don't know any of the names. So, generic female...
No, Alley, Impact.
Goes to hell. To rescue generic female. No, the underworld.
The underworld.
Hell. To rescue the other girl.
Kira Hogan.
Yep. And
daughter, of course.
And gets help from...
Gets help from Rosemary.
To find the person. And then murders the demon...
Soo Young.
With a hatchet. And this went on in between LAX and the OGs...
And the main event.
And the main event.
Yeah.
Which was a legit real wrestling match.
But the thing is, that's very, we all love the Broken Hardy stuff, and this is...
That was not the Broken Hardy
stuff. Correct.
That wasn't even close to the Broken Hardy stuff.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but...
Well, it's the same way...
That's like saying the Bray Wyatt House of
Horrors
bullshit is
the
same thing.
Watch the Ultimate Decay match in the Boiler Room, and it's very similar to that.
Okay.
The Hardys versus the Decay.
But it's also not the Matt Hardy...
Sure.
Hardy compound.
Listen,
there's no dilapidated boats.
They don't have Matt Hardy anymore, man. They have to try something.
Okay, but that's not what you try. You don't try a 15-minute...
It was a little long.
To be fair, you're talking about.
A 15-minute short horror film. This is because Voice of WoW, Stephen Dickey, and I had a back and forth on Twitter about this last night.
Did Stephen Dickey like it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Did you watch the show?
Yes.
Did you buy it?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm watching it at my friend Justin's house.
Okay, I couldn't find a way to... There wasn't a streaming thing. It was going to be $40 just for that.
Yeah,
one,
no, I watched it at my friend Justin's house.
Cool.
So.
I think I just gave away that I did not watch it.
Yeah, you didn't watch the show.
Because I was going to say, like, I was going to watch it, but I don't get pop anymore. So.
I watched it on GIFs and, like, and little video clips and shit. So. But I know everything that happened. I just lived
well,
the
I
want
to talk about... Can we finally get to this?
Real quick, LAX versus OGs. The only thing I wanted to say is... it was just wooden planks. The whole ring was wooden planks.
Yeah, they took the
ring off.
Took the ring and the turnbuckles off.
Long John Silver.
Remember I was talking about Ciampa taking that bump with the DDT? Or Gargano took the DDT bump, and I was like, it's the sickest bump I've ever seen. The whole match was that. There was no ring covering the whole match.
That's also why those matches, the mat was in between the two matches, because they had to put the entire
ring back together. Yeah, it was pretty hardcore. All right, so Johnny Impact defeats Austin Aries for the title. Just last week you were telling us how Austin Aries must be really upset.
You know who would be great in a match like that? By the way, the rated R superstars. Hey, I wrestle on the planks, baby.
No.
On this, baby.
Hard pass.
Hey.
A hard pass.
Yeah. All right, now let's talk about the main event.
Johnny Impact, formerly Johnny Mundo, formerly Johnny Lucha, formerly Johnny
Nitro,
formerly John Morrison. Defeats Austin Aries for the title. Last week we were talking about how Austin Aries must be pissed.
By the way, if they replace him with Val Kilmer, no one would know the difference.
Oh, Johnny Mundo? Johnny Impact?
Not yet.
Nobody would notice.
Luke, it's like John Morrison was kind of what that character was about, and Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison in The Doors, and everybody was like, oh, you just like Jim Morrison, then you replace him. Nobody would have known. He was going to go on tour with The Doors, did you know that?
Cool.
I'm trying to have him break on through the other side, bro.
I was trying to no-sell that so hard because I was going to roll into Austin Aries no-sells the finish.
The entire finish.
Entire finish. Takes
okay,
it.
What? So wait, it's takes the Starship it. Pain and he gets pinned, right?
Yep.
Isn't
yep.
that selling the finish?
No.
To me,
no,
it's no-selling it. Like, he does that and he throws him off and stands up.
No, so they finish the match. It's like Starship Pain, 1, 2, 3. Morrison stands up. Austin Aries stands up and just gets out of the fucking ring.
Walks off.
Like, not even, like, rolls out, like, holding his head, holding his stomach. Just literally, nope.
That's
what
no
was selling.
The purpose of it? No,
what?
I know what no selling is.
Oh.
Really?
You just said you think it's not taking the pin.
No, but I'm, no, to me, like, if, okay, so to me, if he does the move and then pins him, to me, that's a little bit of selling.
It's not selling.
Like, to me, no selling would be like.
Okay, I see your, he sold
like,
that the move was enough
to
pin him. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so
I mean, he laid there for 3 seconds.
He gets out of the ring, looks up at the owner or he's not the owner, but he's like the general manager of Impact. Flicks him off, tells him to go fuck himself. Walks out.
Does he say go fuck yourself?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Flicks off the crowd, leaps.
And this is a war.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
They also announced that his contract's up.
Yeah, but that all could be work shit stuff.
Thing. That's what I hate. I wish we didn't know so much about contract.
I know. I agree.
Like, first of all, or you know. If you're WWE or TNA, how do you not combat that by putting out a bunch of fucking fake news?
That's what I never understood either.
Like, why would you not? That's how they could get rid of spoilers.
You flood the market.
You flood the market with bullshit.
And they have enough money to fly certain guys in to not even be on camera. I got the argument. I got the argument why it doesn't work. Because people can be wrong after time after wrong after time after wrong after time after wrong. And when they say something right, they're like, see, called it.
Yeah.
That's how. Because
all
they
you have
do
to do
that
is
shit.
Right once.
The Undertaker and The Rock have been confirmed for multiple SmackDowns and Raws in the last couple years and haven't been on them.
Yeah.
That's the point. So,
but I'm saying, if you still, like, okay.
They
so,
do it. No, I'm saying
well,
that
no, but
the Rock will be
dude,
there. The Rock will be in the stadium.
I know.
And not do it.
No, but I'm saying, so even the fucking sports agents have figured this out. What do they do during free agency?
He's got 16 talking to him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got Boston's offering him this,
yeah.
And then Boston goes, no, we're not. That's what you do. That's what you fucking do. We go, so-and-so's contract's up. We don't know if we're going to renegotiate. And that person's going, what the hell? I thought you can do all that. Flood it constantly.
Yeah.
Just dilute as much as you can. Here's the thing. They haven't tried hard enough.
All you
that's
have to
why,
do is tell Dave
no, Meltzer. That's, why,
well, that's my point
there.
Is that
no,
he's
that's
been
why.
Wrong 7 times in a row.
Yes,
but
I know, but they're always close, or it's always in the... They always have a good... Like, usually when it's something that they're wrong about that's, like, the major things... It's because WWE swerved at the last minute.
Yeah, and...
So what you could do to not have to swerve all the time...
But how do you know that wasn't a swerve? How do you know that wasn't
the
fake thing they started? Well, how do you know it was actually a swerve? They say they changed their mind at the last minute to show that they were right. How do you know that there was ever the plan?
I don't think they ever say anything.
No, Meltzer does all the time.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about WWE.
No,
no
they
have
don't.
You ever heard them actually acknowledge why they do anything?
No, no,
no.
I'm saying that's what...
But...
Doug
so,
Meltzer will say,
you can just predict
oh,
incorrectly. You can predict 100 things, and then when none of them happen, be like, oh, well,
they changed their
changed
mind at the last minute. That's what he says. So I think they do something. Anyway, so real quick.
One prediction that always comes through was never a 6-star match with Sonny Osaka.
There was a, was it a work shoot? Is it a shoot? Is it a work? What is it? And then today, the same interview with Sami Callihan. They go, so Sammy, we want to talk to you about the Austin Aries finish. He goes, oh, I don't. Fuck Austin Aries. I want to talk about the wrestlers that actually performed. That's all I got to say. He's like, oh, are you serious?
You said
goes,
that?
Sami Callihan on the radio today.
Okay.
And he goes, nope, there's nothing to talk about there. Fuck Austin Aries.
He's the owner?
No, Sami Callihan's the heel I was talking about 5 seconds ago.
Ah.
Yeah.
So
I'm done with this. Forget it.
No, hold on. I'm trying, because I think this is like one of the most interesting things. Is this a work or shoot?
I think it's a work shoot.
Yeah.
So you think there's realness to it?
Mm-hmm. I think there's,
but it's
there
also
is a contract.
Like that.
I think it's punkishy a little bit.
Yeah, it's...
Well, so they're trying to maybe even see how...
I think some people aren't in on it. I think that's where the work part comes.
So, okay, so
I think that...
Okay, so yeah, they're keeping people in the dark on purpose.
The rest
probably.
Of the roster, maybe, and then Callis told them to do that, and then...
Yeah, that's good for them.
I mean, at least they're trying.
Or no, you just fucking...
No, but...
Kill them for trying something
that's
now!
That's not good. this
but,
is
this is ripping off Punk. It,
yeah.
Which I'm
you think I can find a corner of the internet that disagrees?
Oh, I'm sure we can. Like, you
trust
know.
Me, a lot of them probably follow this show.
Yeah. Yeah, stop picking on Mark. We're not going to have any production for the show or even be able to stream it. We're just going to be on our iPhones, like, texting each our friends.
Watch us.
No, not watch us.
The sponsor's just going to say, fuck Brad Scott.
Pay your bills.
Pay your bills. I'll be like, when did Sprint become a sponsor of the show?
Nailed it. Yeah. No. Look at that. We do. No, you're not in this. And then we do this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wait, you need to give us one of these. Because you know why? Now that we're done with all that indie crap.
Oh, goddamn it.
It's time to step into Roman's yard. But first.
All right. So Raw Talk. Can you pull up the Raw Talk thing? And then.
Hey there, folks.
Son of a bitch.
That's right. I killed JR.
What the hell?
Yeah. And I did it in Osaka. It was a 6-star murder.
Oh, fuck this guy.
I'm Dave Meltzer here talking about bottoms of beer.
Ugh.
Bottoms of beer. Fast beer. Warp speed. Hey there, Fireball Eric. You're been in the bar and then you're talking to another wrestling fan who tries to say that there's a 5-star match that didn't take place in Osaka. And you say, hang on, I'm going to go get a couple of beers and we're going to end this. So you go over to the bar, and then the bartender is not Asian, so you inform them that you can only be a 5-star bartender. You can get 6 if you're from Osaka. And then they finally give you the beer because you have to wait for a really long time for some reason. And then they give you that 5-star beer. You go back over to your table, and that young lady is right there with another man who's from Osaka. You know what you do?
You
tell that bar to get bottoms up.
I got lost.
Bottoms of Osaka! It's a 6-star version of our regular product. Bottoms of beer! Draft beer! Warp speed! I'm Dave Meltzer, and I'm supporting Bottoms of beer! Actually, I like the traditional line. I figure this character should probably go against Bottoms of beer. Because I'm the most hated man in wrestling.
Fuck you, Dave Meltzer.
I murdered JR!
Go away.
6 stars for me!
Because
I'm in
Osaka.
You think they're Roman's yard, but in my head, I'm always in Osaka. Now for Raw Talk.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, Brad.
What did I miss? JR?
Nothing.
No.
JR was here?
No.
I thought I saw him.
Nope.
The silhouette of his hat. So
why would I?
No?
Nope.
No.
Cool. You didn't miss anything.
JR doesn't take me back either. It's weird.
Where's your money?
He does all back.
I'm so depressed now.
All right, let's go to Raw stuff.
All right, Raw stuff.
Is that why you're depressed?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, so
when did the Shield show up, and when did Braun Strowman show up? What part of the show were they on?
Every one of them.
Every one of them, huh?
Every hour break. Every hour break, boys. Mm.
And wait, let me guess. Did Ronda show up at the top of 1 hour? Was she at the top of the 8 or 9 o'clock hour? Oh, she was at 9:01. Weird. Oh, that is exactly this formulaic bullshit show. It was the top 6 guys over and over, and then each hour.
Yeah, because you know why?
It's a TV show.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, but 6 segments with the same 6 guys.
6
to
segments.
To be fair, we've had the same match for like 4 weeks in a row, and some of it's still a little bit interesting.
We've talked about it, like, because isn't Finn Balor wrestling the same guy over and over? Oh, Finn and Jinder Mahal.
Oh,
maybe,
God, that's
like,
awful. They got to stop that.
I skipped it. I had to skip it. I don't ever skip anything Balor. I couldn't handle it.
I like him and Bayley for some reason.
They're fun. That's why.
Are they the couple everybody wants to date? Like to date each other?
Yeah. But
yeah.
Like everybody wants them to hook up. He's like, oh, they're just so good together. They just fit so well.
Bayley's married though.
Is she?
Yep.
I just want him to be attached.
She
could still have a wedding on Raw to fit.
That's a good point.
Balor's on this forever.
No, they wanted more than that.
Polygamy.
They wanted that more. They wanted Braun Strowman and Alexa Bliss.
Oh, big little.
Yeah, little big.
How does that even work? I feel like his penis is the size of her.
I wonder. I just like to see it. What? Raw Talk. So, Rollins defeated Drew.
Do you think Braun Strowman has a 10-inch penis?
No.
It's 12.
I think it looks small on him. That's what I think it is.
Really?
I think it's a good size,
no,
but it
I
looks
think,
small on him.
No, I think he's got a better.
No.
I'm glad we talked all that hardcore wrestling with Johnny Mundo.
I know when we get to penis talk. It always comes back to penis talk.
Strowman's penis talk. I feel like every time he goes somewhere, it's like the teacher left the room.
Oh, good. Now we can fuck around.
He's probably watching on his phone right now. He's like, I'm giving it out. He said the bitches.
Did you see the Tamina Samoan drop on Nia Jax?
Hold on. Aries is a co-producer of Ring Warriors on WGN now. Maybe he's bailing to do that.
Well, even if he is, that's just not how, without, I couldn't imagine Austin just.
Ooh. Nelson Mandela really does not like Gambits.
Does not like what?
It's not like Dave Meltzer.
Oh, no, he started a war with them. That's how
I know, I know, I know. I forgot about that.
Yeah, no, I guess if he does that, to go out that way, though, is weird. Like, oh, why is he, yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
So Nia Jax taking
no,
the
oh, that whole
Samoan
thing.
Drop. I liked it. I liked the Samoan
oh,
drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hated how they, like I said, I hated how they.
We, yeah, we talked about that.
We set that up. But I think the Samoan drop is what we're talking about. Nia doesn't take a lot of offense like that.
No. But,
yeah,
but it was just
lot, that's a lot of credit to give Tamina coming back.
I mean,
just his personality.
That's true. I guess really the only person she'd take her from was Ronda.
Right. When can you imagine?
To a lesser extent, Bliss, but that was more like
no, that's different. That's
the environment.
Correct. And Asuka,
yeah.
Ronda, and now Tamina are the only three to like really.
Tamina, I always said was underused.
She's got no personality.
And it's like my good friend Jared said, she's small.
She is Samoa. That's a good. Put the strap on her.
Put the strap on her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have you ever seen?
Aggravated child. It's a make wish down front.
Have you ever seen her
right face
wrestle?
Do you
know? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Got that jump.
The splash.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, but also
Marcus looked at me like I took away his.
Okay,
kid,
but also
like,
look at who she's had to wrestle with.
She's wrestled with everything wrestling. Her splash is her landing on her knees. She,
yeah.
Like,
that's pretty.
She's going
Warrior
to.
Warrior splash, too?
Yeah.
She's going to blow out both her knees.
Yeah, she is. She's been injured four times.
Right.
It might not
Who
be
else
injured.
Has a move where you're just like, you're going to fuck up your whatever?
Well, Charlotte, when she does that moonsault, I always get nervous about that.
No, but I'm talking like, so Hulk Hogan said he's probably 6 inches shorter right now because of those leg drops. So
how is a leg... Oh, Matt Hardy with the...
Well, how's a leg drop? Because he landed on his ass so much, he fucked up his hips and he had to get surgeries.
Yeah. Matt Hardy, same way with the leg drop off
yeah.
the top rope.
Fuck, who has, like, well, I mean, everything Shane McMahon does at a pay-per-view?
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
He's like Tom Cruise.
He does all his own
yeah.
stunts.
Yeah.
He's going to cost everyone millions of dollars.
And
Shane's
moon,
like, no,
bro,
we're going to do this sequence where I jump out of a plane.
Ambrose loses.
Is that his final match?
What?
Shane jumping out of the
yeah.
plane?
Oh.
What's his last hurrah? Like, what is it going to be? He's jumped off everything.
He'll have to die on air.
Yeah. Finally get his father's approval.
He's going to be in the limousine that blows up instead of the cutaway.
What do you think new heel Lashley?
Well, no, he's in the...
God damn it.
Hang on. Yeah. He wanted to get his father's acceptance.
You got 7 minutes.
You know? But he's still
not. I like
That's the kid I wanted to die.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was aggressive. Lashley, heel
you
Lashley.
Can't
God damn it!
Match. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Heel Lashley. What do you think of Leo Rush talking about heel Lashley?
I loved it.
Yeah, I thought you
were. Wait, he said heel Lashley?
Heel Lashley.
Leo Rush said that?
No. He's just like, come
well,
on.
I missed that. No, I
mean,
love it.
But Leo Rush needs to get, like, something else to talk about. It can't just be.
Well, he doesn't have anything else to talk about.
Look at Bobby Lashley. Look at him.
Smells like money. That
yeah, that's it. That's
that
all he
racist.
Has.
You're his racist voice.
You did the same thing. Shut
about?
Up.
I would never do that.
Yo.
No. Popping 40s and rolling homies.
That. What?
Brooklyn.
Check your 40.
Check your rollies, too.
So here's the thing. I think I'm on board with it.
No, it's good. It's good, and I liked how he interrupted
Finn. I like Leo
Finn.
Rush with anything he does.
Yes, I know you're. Except you don't watch him wrestle.
No. I don't want him to talk. I'd obviously probably like
he
him
less. He talks
on
the other show too.
Yeah, but is he talking during the match?
No.
See, then I don't want to see that.
Well, it's so quiet in there; you can kind of hear him talking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's 205 Live, right?
205 Live.
Man.
It's been so good at 205 Live.
Dude, my daughter loved every moment of SmackDown for the most part, except for the fact that we were right there when the lights were fucking in our eyes
the
whole
time.
Yeah. But even still, she loved every second of it. 205 Live star. She's like, I'm good.
Aww.
She's like, let's get out of here. She's at school in the morning.
She doesn't respect the 5-star matches.
That's because the only one
oh, God damn
it. Take place in Osaka.
Why would you
I don't know. Fucking awful.
That kid's got something to her.
Tyler Breeze sent out a tweet.
This will never be worth enough.
No, no. So Tyler Breeze sent out a tweet, and his tweet said, at some point, opportunity has to come, right? That guy has done Tyler Breeze. So Tyler Breeze has done everything.
And they got him nearly squashed.
No, after the squash.
Oh, that's okay. Xavier said. Wants him.
Oh, I know, badly. Tyler Breeze.
Xavier Woods. He wants him in the New Day.
Yeah. But Tyler said he's been a part of the New Day the whole time.
Yeah.
What he said, so.
Yeah, but is he going to actually, like, be a part of the faction?
They were supposed to be a faction.
Could he replace Kofi? Could that be Kofi's exit? And that's how you start off Kofi's. Kofi should do the Kobe Bryant, what Wade's doing this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He should do the one-year sound-off where every time he goes to a city, it's to say goodbye to Kofi. And then, I mean, obviously, it sucks because it's like, well, Philly's at their fourth goodbye.
Yeah.
That's 3 months. And how about that seventh time in New York?
Yeah.
But no, Kofi's grooming Tyler Breeze to kind of be the
next. Love that.
That would be great.
I was going to say something because I'm a slave to the moment all the time.
Not a good thing to say when you're talking about the New Day.
Or you were talking about the New Day. I was talking about Tyler Breeze being maybe the most underrated guy on the roster. His moveset's great. He was trained. Most of the NXT guys that came up that you liked were trained by Tyler Breeze.
This is off script. This is not part of the greatest segment later. Who is, though, the best, like, underused talent they've had? And I don't mean, like, the guy who ended up being the greatest, but who had, like, the most potential and talent in their moment with WWE that WWE ignored. I mean, I think Cody Rhodes is up there.
Yeah.
I think Damian Sandow is up there.
He's not.
What? Why?
He was never good at anything.
Except for getting the crowd to cheer him and love him.
Yeah, he's boring and stupid. They were cheering him ironically.
Oh, my God.
He was so bad, that's why they cheered him.
No.
Yep.
Dude, did you know?
No, I think Miz that was...
Dude, when he used to mimic the moves...
That the Miz did.
Yeah, but when he was doing
when
it off
the
apron...
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about in the match.
Right.
I'm talking about when the Miz would suplex someone, and he was on the outside of the ring...
When the Miz
suplexing
right.
No one. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious.
So Miz is heat. He played off Miz is heat and got cheered. Good for him. That's great.
No. Miz played off of him creating that heat.
Nope.
Nobody cared about Miz until Miz now became his stunt double and then did the shit with, like, Miz was carrying both the tag team titles and Sandow was carrying the little... Dude, who do you think came up with that?
Miz.
Oh, you're nuts, dude, because Sandow was doing all that shit with the characters where he was dressing up like he was the Pacer guy in Indianapolis. He was doing all those things week to week.
Yeah,
I'm
no
guessing
ever
he had a lot
stuff.
To do
no
with
one's
Miz
ever
Dow.
Done that stuff. That's a good point.
But I have a feeling he had a lot to do with Miz Dow. Now, I will give it to you. He did not do well in Impact as Aaron Rex.
Yeah. Tyler Breeze right now.
I was so excited for that, and then I saw that first promo, and they're like, oh, they're going to try to make him cool. Nah, he's got to be funny.
Yeah.
By the way, the elbow of disdain?
Yep.
That whole character? You're welcome? Holding the microphone like the wine glass? All great.
Okay.
But I'd say Cody Rhodes is probably the number one, right?
Yeah.
All time
probably. Like the guy that wasn't used properly in WWE that they should have, because they should never have played Stardust after a certain point.
I'm trying to think of a better example, because that's so recent, but it might still be...
Virgil? They fucked that up. I'm sorry. How do you have a 10-year build on a story?
I know.
And then it ends with like a count-out win? Alright, so now let's move on.
AOP defeats the Conquistador. That was a weird way to do that.
And then
oh my God,
the
I missed,
doctor
oh, no, no,
from Jurassic
yeah.
Park comes out.
Wait, who was,
slams.
Who was in...
Random.
Random, yeah. I don't think there's any word on who it was.
I expected it to be Curtis Hawkins, and I couldn't remember if I saw that.
I like the Dolph Drew Braun breakup there at the end. I thought that was really well done. Drew is...
Is it a breakup, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Drew's position to be a monster face.
That Claymore kick. Really
it's
good
so good,
replay.
Dude.
On the
so
replay.
Good.
But they're still tag team champs.
Yeah, they didn't touch.
No,
Drew and
Dolph
didn't touch.
But he also left him in the ring.
Correct. So
to me, that's not like
yeah,
that's him carrying him out.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So that's why I'm saying, watch. They could even put this right back together next week. We worked out our differences. Sometimes I needed a kick in the face to get the monster back on track.
Oh, Braun? No.
No, Braun's going to destroy them at some point.
I appreciate that. Just kick in their face there, Drew. Every now and then a monster.
I'm all in for
a
Braun versus...
Oh,
2-for-1's a great call. Yeah, and then he wins the tag team titles again and relinquishes them again.
I want him to actually just keep up with, like...
The kid?
Him as the tag team champion.
I thought there was a way they could have done it after Mania.
Yeah.
I might call him and say, hey, you guys want Harper?
Yeah. Of course you would.
Just give me the hotel room. Guaranteed shelter. That's all I'm looking for.
Drew versus Braun, I'm in on that. I can't wait for that pay-per-view match at some point.
I'm glad we all glossed over that whole Sasha Banks return.
Hey, I love Sasha Banks.
And I don't dig the... Well,
that was nothing.
I'm over the Corey Graves backstabbing. She's the worst. That's so old.
But
that's not Corey.
It's telling the story, though.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that's...
I like Corey Graves.
No, I love... Yeah. If you notice this, though, and maybe I'm crazy...
That it's the Corey and Renee show?
But it hasn't been... As he hasn't been as sharp in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
He's been stumbling over a ton of stuff. Corey stumbled his words 3 times a show.
Is he a former addict?
No, he's a current drinker.
Does he not look like a former addict?
He looks like a...
He looks like someone who has
He looks like
tattoos.
An exercise. Yeah.
I don't know, the one that has like the notches for years.
Yes.
Sober.
He looks like the Russell Brand of, yeah.
Yes,
of
he
wrestling.
Is the Russell Brand of wrestling.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Monday Night Raw. That's my best.
I think I'm a Russell Brand guy.
Oh, I love Russell Brand.
Okay.
By the way, he's also very fucking smart.
You know who does the best Russell Brand impression? Jay Moore. It's unbelievable. Because he does it at, like, he does the actual, what he would say. That's why his impressions are so fucking, like,
well, dude, like,
I'm Russell Brand.
Have you ever listened to that dude, like, talk when he's not doing, like,
I do some of his videos.
Trues and stuff?
Yeah, they're really good.
Well, he's really fucking smart, too.
Yeah.
And, like, everything he says about...
But when he says it, sometimes I'm like, is this really smart, or is he just saying it?
Who's eloquent? Well, no.
Yeah. Like, eloquent.
By the way, what was...
You call him elegant?
Eloquent. Someone was talking recently about, like, accents that are offensive. Is a British accent offensive? Like, if you do a British accent, so like if you do an African accent as a white guy, you sound like you're mocking, right?
Or Jamaican.
You sound like you're mocking if you're a white guy.
When were the British oppressed?
They had that thing with tea.
Nope. So never.
That was.
They can
fighting.
Never. It can never be racist.
That was fighting
British.
Back.
No, that's true. Yeah. And people always go like that. Well, what about? Well, people are racist towards whites. Like, nah, it doesn't work that way.
You can't
pick on the bully.
Jews,
Italians,
you can hit the bully in certain subsets, but you can't just, like...
Hey, remember that on the way here when we were talking about how I like listening to people rant about things that are wrestling?
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
My friend Jim Cornette.
All right, what's next?
It's all the Republicans! They're taking over the town!
All right, we got 10 minutes till SmackDown 1000 starts.
Okay,
get to it.
So let's
all
run
right.
through the
so,
announced things.
SmackDown 1000 tonight. We're going to SmackDown now.
So
we're moving on to SmackDown.
Is there someone that needs to
so
tell us
about
SmackDown?
So we're
going to
talk about the first thing that... There's only been a couple things announced for SmackDown 1000.
Oh, hey!
And it's... Oh, JR.
That son of a bitch going to kill me. Go check out... My homeboy, King Bonk's out. I don't know where he is. I was trying to copy the scene, but go check out his album, recording Single Dad. It's brought to you by D.I. Joker's Fireball Whiskey. Bottoms up here. It's going to be recorded by Creative Zombie Studios. Creative Zombie Studios. Best studios in Indianapolis. Best studios in the world. Get free barbecue sauce with every purchase of Single Dad. The album, barbecue sauce, may or may not be available.
You look exactly like Dave Meltzer.
I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, that's going to be me in this guy!
Oh, goddamn it! No! Fuck you!
That's right!
SmackDown 1000.
Don't go check out Single Dad the album, because I would only give him 5 stars. He's doing it in Indianapolis, not Osaka. It's Harper's Comedy Club. It's the old Harper's Comedy Club location where established 2018 to 2018. And the old crackers in a building that used to be Hollywood Bar and Filmworks. That's now Taps and Dolls. It's a yellow room.
Alright, how about this?
It's a yellow room, I would just say. I'd give the room a 6 stars, but it's not in Osaka.
If anyone wants a ticket to...
Don't forget Kettletop Brewhouse.
If you want to come see Single Dad, get at me.
That's the problem with giving me...
We're going to do a whole thing.
Notes.
Thanks, Dave.
That's why he handed
SmackDown.
It to me. 1,000.
We got 5 minutes.
SmackDown 1,000. Evolution reuniting, which who would have saw that coming? Undertaker will be there. How about Rave or Shinsuke Nakamura? I'm
Randy
all
would have seen
in
that
on that.
Because then he would have gone and shaken someone's hand afterwards.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have time to explain the jokes first.
All right,
Raiders. Take it.
So real quick, the World Cup for Crown Jewel.
Very white.
6 guys from America.
Yeah, we're going to get Ray.
From San Jose.
No,
who's
no,
Ray by side?
Shinsuke Nakamura, I just said that.
Oh, so yeah, we got one.
Yeah, Ray's winning.
That's one too many, if you ask me.
God damn it.
Ray's winning, and he's from California.
Do you have a black guy?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's one more match.
Shelton Benjamin getting in? That's the only black guy on SmackDown.
No, it's
Kofi Kingston.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Xavier Woods. Big E.
I was wondering
about returning Hacksaw Jim Duggan. That's
no, Rusev will get in, right? They'll have Rusev have a match.
Or Bad News Brown.
Bad
News Brown. Wait, did Rusev lose a match?
Not a qualifying match.
Bad News Brown.
Bad News Brown. Random SmackDown stats. Our producer put this, I don't want to get out of here without talking about it. I don't think I would have gotten any
stats
of these.
So these are from...
Here, give me the questions,
WWE,
I'll see if I can answer, because I've not really looked at them closely.
Is that true? Who's had the most matches as a man on SmackDown? As a man? Who's had the most matches? I should have just known he would go.
I'm going to say The Undertaker.
Nope, not in the top two.
I'm going to say Edge.
No.
I'm going to say Rey Mysterio.
No.
I'm going to say John Cena.
No.
Oh, so none of the guys that you claimed were the... All these guys that...
I didn't see that coming. I never saw it coming. Kane and Big Show. Or one and
two of the guys that I said.
Yeah.
Weird.
Because you read this. Most matches as a woman?
I did not read this. By
I would have had know. Most matches as a woman, right? I think I would have got
Charlotte.
No, oh no, you're way like you're way
Trish.
No,
Tori.
No, that would be around for most of it. It's a current wrestler that's been on SmackDown
Paige.
Almost the entire time. Paige.
Becky.
All right, you're done. Natalya.
Oh, okay.
Natalya would have been for sure. Michelle McCool in second.
Yeah.
But 50 behind Natalya.
Yeah.
Most wins, Natalya.
Michelle McCool, the wife of Texas Red.
Thank you. Thanks for the Texas Red reference.
Glad we
most wins as a man.
Most wins as a man. Did we? Oh, we said Matt. Well, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Kane.
No,
Big Show.
No, Big Show's second. Kane. What was his winning percentage?
Like 30%.
30% winning percentage. Most matches on SmackDown. 30% winning percentage. Rey Mysterio. Most wins.
That's
coming
handy next thing.
Most shows opened. Matt Hardy, 78. Rey, 77. That was great. Most title matches received. You can get this one easily.
John Cena.
No, okay. The only other option. What?
Undertaker.
You're not thinking.
Triple H.
God damn it.
The Rock.
You're not even trying.
John Cena.
You just Edge. Obviously, Edge. He had the general manager was his wife for a year.
Oh, that's right.
So most title defenses, Eddie. 33 title defenses. He's the only one who ever put a belt up on the line on SmackDown consistently. It was great. Yeah, there we go. So there's no there. This is a stat. No title changes on SmackDown. From 2012 to 2015, 1,660.
Wait, no title changes or world title changes?
Title changes of any kind.
Dude. Period.
Yeah, that's crazy.
1,600 days.
That's crazy.
Because there weren't two tag team titles.
Right.
Did SmackDown go away from it?
No. They never went away.
Been on all the time.
Been on 1,000 in a row. 1,000 weeks in a row.
Yeah, 1,000 weeks.
Well, I don't count those weeks that were fucking taped. Like 2016 and you're taping SmackDown.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
Well, you get to have everyone in the same time. All right, go ahead. Let's go on to the greatest segment for the last 2 minutes.
We got three. We got five. Oh, we got four. We got four or five.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, we're the lead-in, so the Modern Family's before.
So who's the greatest segment after us, Mike?
Kettle Top Brutus.
Hey, Vince.
Oh, Vince is here. He doesn't want
that's
that.
Right, guys. Kettle Top Brewhouse paid for the boss. And I said, do you want the boss with or without the hair? They chose with. So, if you're going to have a good time.
So bad.
I should have written something down. I guess we could always, let's start over again.
No, we don't have time.
No, we got time.
How did nobody say the catchphrase of the goddamn show since we started doing this? I even set you up by saying Sid's line of, let's just start over.
Oh, we're doing it live. We're live, pal.
Oh, okay. Kettle Top Brew House. It sounds like we're going to have coffee and we serve beer. We're a brewery. And we... No one has the hymn.
The greatest
thing. No one at Kettle Top has the hymn, as far as I know. But they did touch a lot of these great brews.
Monthly comedy shows. Weekly
monthly
trivia.
Monthly comedy shows. Weekly trivia. And there's an open mic or two. Kettle Top Brew House, located in beautiful Anderson, Indiana. Sorry. Anderson, Indiana, that was in downtown, right there by a bench and it's like a theater kind of on the outside. It's kind of cool. Kettle Top Brew House, Anderson, Indiana.
It's a really, I've been to a couple shows there. It's actually a really good time.
That's right.
I really enjoyed myself, and I didn't even like any of the comics.
And
but I still had a good time.
And if you got a problem with Kettle Top Brew House, you're on fire.
Okay, great.
Okay, so greatest segment.
Greatest segment. Go ahead. This is your segment. Go ahead. You came up with the topic this week.
I needed a segment for a second for my voice. But all right.
Okay, so the greatest segment is...
Greatest jobber in history.
Greatest jobber in history.
That can include enhancement talent. It can include people who just don't win.
Whatever.
So originally I was going to go with, what did I say, Curt Hawkins, Duke the Dumpster, Grossi, a couple of my, you know, favorites. But then I forgot about this guy. I forgot about the self-low five. The pat on the back. Anybody?
God.
You don't remember the guy with the hand on his back? It was Barry Horowitz.
Oh,
do you remember Barry Horowitz?
Yeah, that, the Widowmaker. That was his nickname. The Widowmaker.
I remember that.
Look it up.
All right. But just the slaps on the back were fantastic. I love those. He actually lost a match to Tatanka during his time as a jobber in the WWE, which was awesome. WWF, which was awesome. But the greasy long hair that they all had at that time, the curly hair, and the slaps on the back.
Fresh Produce?
Dolph Ziggler for most of his career.
Yeah, I was trying to go there.
That's a pretty good one, though.
It's not a good one at all.
To be fair, he also, you have to include the cheerleader time.
Grand Slam winner Dolph Ziggler is a jobber.
But
yeah, male cheerleader Dolph Ziggler.
He said enhancement talent. Hey, if you were a top face, who would you want to wrestle?
Hold on. Were you sitting there watching the Spirit Squad and being like, man, that guy in the Spirit Squad is just...
Good old Kenny Dykstra.
Kenny, yes. Oh, Kenny's got some real talent.
Yes, and so did everyone else.
Revisionist history.
Okay, how many...
Just like no one ever said Jordan traveled and got all the calls, right?
The Spirit Squad went down to two people who...
Everyone was watching Jordan in real time calling him the GOAT.
Yeah.
No. People were saying the same thing about LeBron. Anyway, that's a whole other word while we don't
That's not even close to true.
The greatest jobber of all time, you all know, is the Brooklyn Brawler.
Why?
He's synonymous with jobber.
He's a brawler. No, he's a brawler.
No, but you think of
I would
jobber
argue that Duke
90s,
Grossi is more...
I bet you the more casual wrestling fans recognize the Brooklyn Brawler than they do Duke the Dumpster Grossi. Because believe me, I've tried to do a joke that involves Duke the Dumpster DeRossi, and people don't get it.
One was a brawler, and one was a dumpster in his name. I'm just saying.
I know, but the dumpster won more matches.
Bet he didn't.
I bet he did.
Bet he didn't.
I bet he...
Slap bet next
percentage.
Week. Percentage. Slap bet next week.
Is that
week.
When you slap somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. I don't have good enough insurance. You'll fuck around and break something.
I don't really slap hard. I'm probably wrong.
Oh my God. Remember when I couldn't think of the first thing to say, but then I couldn't?
Oh my God, it just hit you at the end?
The former owner of the WrestleMania text line is someone named Ashley, who constantly we are getting texts and calls from people looking for. And so we're going to do some investigating, and we're going to see if we can get her to come on the show and tell us what happened with this phone number. Because there's a lot of people looking for Ashley. So we are going to do some... We found a little information now, but we want to do some more, and we want to try to find out
if this is
a good idea or not.
This is just going to lead her to say, I just got a new phone.
Live show poll. But I want questions answered. There's a text message I need answers to. We want to know, live show poll... Do you think we should invite Ashley, the former owner of the WrestleMania text line phone number, on the show?
That'll be up.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell no.
That'll be up right after the show because we have 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so wait. So next, what are you looking forward to most tonight?
The stuff you don't know about. That's what I'm excited to see. Does Jericho do a song? Does
Teddy Long?
Does Teddy Long show up? Like, I'm excited for some...
I've been here all the time, play.
No, you know what I'm most excited...
Three-on tag team match!
Edge. I think we're going to get Edge tonight because we didn't get him at the Raw 1000. And Edge is so
Edge.
Oh, we might!
I already told you, Ryder was talking about him and Hawkins might be reuniting the Edge.
The Edge heads? Holy shit, give me the Edge heads.
Like, 2 weeks
we
ago...
should have told him.
Like 2 days ago, they were advertising Cutting Edge, and now they're not.
Because
I think they're going to do Edge heads instead.
Oh, Edge heads.
All right, 1 minute. Fresh Produce, what are you looking forward to most?
Honestly, just seeing all the former GMs because I think those segments are hilarious. I like goofy stuff on SmackDown.
It gets a little annoying when they just try to squeeze everyone, because it's like when the sitcom does the special episode with returning people and stuff. We're just like, it feels so forced.
I'm excited to see if they fix what happened on Raw and we get it to SmackDown to be a better anniversary show. I'm excited to see if it's better than Raw.
I also just want to see Ray wrestle Shinsuke.
I know that's gonna be a hell of a match.
I think we know what I'm most excited for. I think it's going to be a 5-star SmackDown.
Hey, NXT was awesome this week. Make sure you go back and watch NXT.
And the great one, The Rock's going to be there.
Watch your Ricochet versus...
It's been WrestleMania.
Knowledge.
Talent.
Production.